This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. During an unannounced visit, U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Kyiv Monday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. It comes as he was scheduled to arrive instead in Poland to mark the one-year anniversary of the start of the war in Ukraine. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The visit is seen as a gesture of solidarity that comes days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of the country. Biden delivered remarks and met with Zelensky to announce an additional $500 million in U.S. assistance and to reassure Ukraine of American and allied support as the conflict continues.
I thought it was critical that there not be any doubt, none whatsoever, about U.S. support for Ukraine in their war against the brutal attack by Russia.
President Biden was already scheduled to travel to the region, but the official White House schedule said he was not due to leave Washington until late Monday with Poland as his destination. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Japan will offer Ukraine fresh financial support worth $5.5 billion, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Monday, days before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. He said the government would seek Parliament's approval for the amendment of relevant laws and rules to allow the funds to be delivered. North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its eastern coast in its second weapons test in 3 days that drew quick condemnation from its rivals. The weapons firings follow an intercontinental ballistic missile launch Saturday and North Korea's threats to take an unprecedented strong response to U.S.-South Korean military drills. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a helicopter tour of one of the provinces worst affected by the February 6th earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. The Secretary of State is making his first trip to NATO ally Turkey since he took office. Speaking to reporters, he said it's going to take a long-term effort to help rebuild.
When you see the extent of the damage, the number of buildings, the number of apartments, the number of homes that have been destroyed, it's going to take a massive effort to rebuild.
Blinken says the U.S. is pledging more than $100 million in aid. The quake so far has resulted in the deaths of more than 44,000 people, with that number still expected to skyrocket. A sea of red balloons was blowing in the wind over rubble of demolished buildings in Hatay on Sunday in memory of every child who died in the earthquake. A group of volunteers led by Ogun Sever Okur, a photographer and initiator of the project, climbed up the debris and attached balloons to the metal wires sticking out from the pile of remains of the buildings. Rescue efforts in earthquake-hit Turkey wind down Sunday, nearly 2 weeks after the country's deadliest modern disaster struck. A vaccine mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID has been in place nationally for a year, but some contend it's time to end it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone. But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
Indonesian police say they will escort back to Italy an Italian-Australian fugitive who was arrested on Indonesia's tourist island of Bali after 7 years on the run in connection with drug trafficking and organized crime. Antonio Strangio appeared on Interpol's red notice list when he was stopped and detained in Bali on February 3rd. The Bali police cited safety reasons in refusing to say when he'll be sent to Italy. He's allegedly connected to the 'Ndrangheta Mafia, considered by Italian prosecutors to be the most important criminal organization in the Western world. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.